So again, we're going over the three seifim here in Siman Vav, all of which address the case of Zona, who is Nivola Ba'ones. So again, in Siftes, she was Nivola Ba'ones. The Mechaber formulates the general rule. What happens in Sifim Yud and Yud Alf? We talk about an Ashes Yisrael or an Ashes Kohen. There we have another issue. What Iser is engendered by this Be'ila besides or independent of Zona? The Iser Tumah L'Baila, correct? Which is a separate lav in the Torah. So in the case of Ashes Kohen, for example, even in Ones, the Iser Tumah, that separate lav, is engendered. So you might think, well, maybe that lav takes over, and therefore Zona L'Kahuna loses out, and we'll discuss this later. And then Afkamida is going to be after her husband dies, and now she wants to marry Cohen. So to the first Cohen, she was Asura Midin Tuma, but that Tuma doesn't affect the second Cohen. Kamash Malan, she cannot marry the second Cohen after her first husband dies because of the Isur Zona. But the question that I think the Beis Shmuel hints at here, although he doesn't formulate it explicitly, is once the Mechaber has Se'if Yud Aleph, that means even in the case of an Eishes Yisrael, where there is no Isur Tumah whatsoever in the case of Ones, nevertheless there's an Isur Zona, so wouldn't I therefore derive the Isur Zona in the case of an Eishes Kohen with the Kal V'Chomer? Notice the Beis Shmuel is not operating with our premise that in Eishes Kohen, because there's an Isur Tumah, that should bounce off and bump off the Iser Zona. He's not operating with that premise. So yeah, he's looking for a chiddush. He says the following. Let's read his language. He says, Kamash Malan, what is the Mechaber telling me in Sif Yud, which is the Sif of Eishes Kohen? The Asura Labaila. Interesting. The Beis Shmuel implies the following. That if the Mechaber only would have written Se'if Yud Aleph, Eishes Yisrael, we would not know Se'if Yud. Why? In Se'if Yud Aleph, we're not talking about an Iser Labaila. What is very heavy and far-reaching about an Iser Labaila? In the context of everything we've been doing in Eben Ezra up until this point. Correct. You've been mafkir the issues. It's not just lo tinase, it's in nisei teitze. You're breaking up the issues. You're forcing again. In the case of Eishes Yisrael, that's not what we're doing at all. What we're doing is we're engendering an Iser Kahuna in so far as if she becomes an almana from her husband, now she can't marry a Kohen. What would be if she went ahead and married a Kohen? I don't know. We've had many distinctions. Like, for example, you remember our long discussion about the Bas of an Akamah Bo Bas Yisrael. If she was Nisais L'Kohen, and Nisais L'Tetze. So we have these cases where although L'Chatchil L'Tinase, where you have Trey U'Trey, is also, if two people say that she received the get, two people say she didn't receive the get is kosher, the get is kosher, Karav Lo, in all those cases L'Tinase, but in Nisais L'Tetze. Here also says the Beis Shmuel, if I only had Yud Aleph, which is the case of Eishes Yisrael, we wouldn't derive the conclusion that the shame Zona in this particular case would break up the issues, would force a get, in this case, Tetzah. What we're going to say is that she can't marry Cohen. If she went ahead and married a Cohen, then we don't know. And the other Dafkamina is going to be Eishes Cohen. So again, if we only had Eishes Yisrael, what would be after she became an almana from her Yisrael husband and she went ahead and married a Cohen, which she shouldn't have done, that was a no-no, but we might say a Nisais Lotetze. In the case of an Eishes Cohen there, where they're already married and she had this onus, this terrible tragedy, we're not going to break up the marriage. Kamash Malan, that's why the Mechaber goes out of his way to formulate Eishes Cohen, so that we know that this Iser is a full-fledged Iser Zona that breaks up the marriage, even in this Eis Teitzeh. Then you might ask me, so if we already have that Chiddush in Sif Yud Aleph, so why does he have to tell me that in Sif Yud Beis, in the case of Eishes Yisrael, she's Asura L'Kohen after her husband dies, and in this Eis Teitzeh, I know that already, I know that from the case of Eishes Kohen. The answer is because in the case of Eishes Yisrael, what don't we have? Tumah L'Baila, right? So since we don't have Tumah L'Baila, We might think that since the Torah in this particular marriage did not engender Tumah Labayla because the rape situation was Baal Karcha, was Ba'ones, so V'nitma doesn't apply, because the Pasuk says V'hilo Nitfasa, Nitfasa Muteres. I might think that likewise, this Bia, you know, it's according to Beit Shmuel, if we analyze these three Se'ifim, Bazeh Herzeh, these consecutive halachas in the Mechaber, we come up with a lot of different svaras. For example, let's just review. If we only had Se'if, Aleph, we don't know anything about an Eishes Kohen or an Eishes Yisrael. Because there, we're dealing with a whole different set of rules and regulations, namely with a Bia, is a Bias Tuma, certainly in the case of Eishes Kohen, and breaks up the marriage. Secondly, even putting aside Se'if Tes, if we only had Se'ifim Yud and Yud Aleph, there too we have two different Chidushim. And each one needs the other. That's what we call a Trichusa. We need the Trichusa of Eishes Kohen to tell me that we're talking about an Iser Zona in the full-blown Iser Zona, even to the extent of the Nisei Tetzin. That we know from Se'if Yud, the case of an Eishes Kohen. If we only had the case of an Eishes Kohen, we would say, well, since the Torah through this Bia engenders an Iser, that's for sure, even regardless independent of Zona. What Iser is engendered by this Bia? This Bias Ones, in the case of an Eishes Kohen, Tumah. So therefore we say that once the Torah considered this Bia as a Bia HaOseres, the Koach HaBia to generate and gender Iser extends not just to the limit of Tumah, but even beyond that, to the Iser of Zona. But in the case of Eishes Yisrael, where there is no Tumah, the Torah says, V'ilo nitfas on nitfasim uteres. There I don't have a proof that the Bia would engender any sort of Iser. Once we bump off Tumah and we X out Tumah, we might as well X out Zona as well. Kamash will know that this Bia, even though it does not have the power to engender Tumah Labayla, it does have the power to engender what? An Iser Zona. Good. So that's a good analysis, I think, of the three Se'ifim in the Shulchan Aruch.
The Rabbi, if that's the svara that we would have had, are we understanding that then the Iser of Tumah is really only a Psula Kahuna, and the only reason that she's usher to her husband is because her husband happens to also be a Kohen?
No. When we say the Iser Tumah is an Iser that's independent of Kahuna, that has no bearing on Kahuna, we prove that, we demonstrate that for the fact that Tumah applies in the case of a Bia Baratzon, even in Eishes Yisrael. I'm just suggesting that in Kahuna, in an Eishes Kohen, where the Torah extended the Iser Tumah to encompass even in the case of Ones, now we have a basis to look at that Bia, analyze it, you know, under a microscope, a halachic microscope, and then engender even another additional Iser, namely the Iser Zona. But in the case of Eishes Kohen, we don't get, you know, the whole project doesn't get off the ground because that Bia doesn't engender an Iser Tumah Le'isha, right? Isha with a Mapake. And therefore that Bia doesn't engender a Shem Zona. Kamash Malan, I need the Chiddush. So I need the Chiddush of Eishes Kohen to say that we're talking about a full-blown Iser Zona, such as in this Eish Teitze. I need the Chiddush of Eishes Kohen, of Eishes Yisrael and Sif Yudal to tell me that even without Tumah, nevertheless the Torah recognizes this Bia as a Bia Hoseres, at least I'll call upon him with regard to Zona. That's the package deal here of these three Se'ifim in the Mechab. Now what I'd like to study with you is the Gemara in Yevamos. This Gemara in Yevamos is the source for this whole discussion about Bias Ones. And what we want to really focus our attention on, this is what I call the topic for today, is two different dinim or categories in Bias Ones. We already implied that when we separated between Sif Tes on the one hand and Sifim Yud and Yud Alf on the other hand. And that is to analyze, number one, what's the status of a Bias Ones Haposeles in, let's say, for example, Chayvei Krisus, or in Eved V'Yakum, and so forth and so on. Haposeles es ha'isha, we'll call it a pnuya for our purposes, L'ku'una midin zona. So that's called one din of ones that we want to analyze. And on the other hand, is the case of ones in an Eishes Ish, which subdivides into two categories, Eishes Yisrael and Eishes Kohen. So what we're going to do is we're going to really try to analyze how the bias onus operates in the case of a married woman, whether she's married to a Kohen or married to Israel, and how does it operate to engender zona as far as a Pnuya non-married woman is concerned. And we're going to try to see if we can find a basis for a contrast between the two. So we start with the memra here, which begins on Nunvav Amar Aleph and Yevamos Omer of Amram in the name of Rav Sheshes. He says, Eishes Yisrael, on the top of Nunvav Amar Beis, Eishes Yisrael, Shenenza, Afal Pi, Shemuteres Lebaila, Psula Lekuna. So there's a great chidush here in the words of Rav Amram. That even though the Torah does, as we discussed, the Torah does not recognize this bia to engender an Isur Labaila, because she was an onus, she was Nitfaso, right? Nevertheless, that bia is a bias Eishes Ish, which passes all the Karuna. Now let's jump ahead of ourselves, fast forward to Omar Rab in the middle of the Omar. Amar Rabba, Eishes Kohen Shenenso. That seems to be a simpler case. And what does he say, Rabba, about Eishes Kohen Shenenso? Is Baila Loka Olam Mishum Zona. So we'll soon see in the Minchas Chinuch, he's going to assume that from the fact that Rabba is focused on Eishes Kohen, to tell us that in the case of Eishes Kohen, there's Malkus Mishum Zona. Now, which is the bigger chiddush, Eishes Kohen or Eishes Yisrael? If you want to say that this bia engenders a shame zona with an Isur Malkus, which is the bigger chiddush, Eishes Yisrael or Eishes Kohen?
Yisrael.
Eishes Yisrael, because in Eishes Kohen, the Torah recognizes that bia as a bia Osiris. And yet, Rabba speaks about Eishes Kohen. What's the implication? This is going to be the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. What's the implication if Rabba formulates his din of zona in the case of Eishes Kohen? What's he implying about Eishes Yisrael?
Calling on Rabba.
Okay, that there is no shame zona. In other words, what Rabba is saying, and this is called the Lishna Kama of Rabba, is that once the Torah recognizes this bia for tuma, we can extend it to the Isur Zona. And that's what Gemara right away jumps on him. Mishum Zona in Mishum Tuma Lo. And he tell me first the basic Chiddush. Ema Ach Mishum Zona. You have to sort of rewrite the text of Rabba. Rabba's telling you Chiddush. That once the Torah recognizes the Bia as a Bia Hoseres L'inyan Tuma, therefore, ipso facto, that Bia is being recognized to engender another Isur. Namely what? The Isur Zona. But again, in the case of an Eishes Yisrael, where the bia, in the case of Ones, does not engender an Isur Tumah, it does not engender an Isur Zona. This is the way the Minchas Chinuch learns up the sugya of Rab. Masiv Rab Zera. Rab Zera has a long-winded kasha. And what's the upshot of Rab Zera's kasha? Without going through it line by line. Now that you've established that there's a double set of Malkus, according to Rabba, one set of Malkus for Tumah and the other set of Malkus for Zona, then what are you implying as far as the Isur Tumah is concerned? Is it a Lav or is it Isur Esek? What's the difference between a Lav and an Isur Esek? Malkus. Now Rabba, according to this new formulation, is telling us that you get Malkus not only for Tumah but also for Zona. What, therefore, is the definition of the Isur Tumah according to Rabba? It's a lav. So the Gemara analyzes that and says, what do you mean? Why should it be a lav? It's really only derived as an Isur Esek, which is called in Gemara's language, lav haba mechlal Esek. So let's read it inside. Masi Rabbi Zera v'hilo nitfas asura ha nitfas muteres. So from the fact that the Torah is saying that she's muteres in the case of an Eishes Yisrael, we imply that she, in the case of an Eishes Kohen, is asura, meaning bia b'ones engenders an Isur Tumah, which is derived from Nitfasa hanitfasa muteres is lav habavachal esei. Why do you get malchus for that? Omar Rabba kol hay bechal zona. Ukshapiru chakosu gavi eshes yisrael veilo nitfasa asur nitfasa muteres bechal eshes kaim kini kaima kaima. Basically, Rabba says this is not to be defined as a separate yalfusa, such that you categorize it as either an Easter essay or a lav, but rather it's a gili milsa. It's telling me that there's no difference between a bias onus and a bias raton with regard to an eshes kohen. Good. Ika diami. Now we get to the lishna basra. Omar Rabba eshes kohen shenensa. Baila loke aleha mishum tuma. Now again, which was the bigger chiddush? Tuma or Zona?
Zona.
And he doesn't mention a word, he doesn't whisper a word about Zona. Before he told me the way the Gemara reformulates it, afilu mishum Zona. Here he says only mishum Tuma. So Gemara is medak mishum Tuma in mishum Zona lo. And this is not with a question mark. This is the final conclusion, the way the Minchas Chinuch learns the Gemara. Alma, and this, these are the lines, these are the words in the Gemara I would underline, be ones lo karina bezona. That ones doesn't engender an iser zona. Kamzol and Minchas Chinuch, he says the following, that in both the Lishna Kama of Rabba and the Lishna Basa of Rabba, in both the Lishna Kama of Rabba and the Lishna Basa of Rabba, in Eishes Yisrael, there is no shame zone. Against Rav Amram in the name of Rav Sheshes, right? We started the sugya with Rav Amram, and he said Eishes Yisrael, Shenevel Abayones, Isarezu Psula Mishum Zona. According to the Minchas Chinuch's reading in this Gemara, Rabba disagrees with that whole premise. And Rabba therefore holds that in the case of an Eishes Yisrael, there is no basis for a psul zona. Why? Because she was nivul abonis. And if she's nivul abonis, there's no iser what? So when if there's no iser tuma, then it's so facto, there could be no basis for an iser zona. Comes along Rabba in the case of HS Kohen. And here there's a machlokas between the two lashonas of Rabba. Let's focus now our attention on the first lashon of Rabba. The first lashon of Rabba says that in the case of HS Kohen, there will be an upsul zona. With any sort of malchus of zona. Why? Because the Torah engenders an iser tuma. The iser tuma takes with it, we'll call it a hakara sabia. It's a recognition of the bia. It upgrades the bia to a bia oseres. And that bia has the power of a bia oseres as far as the nation's going. It's a raton and me and ones are irrelevant distinction. That distinction is irrelevant. So just like this bia has the power to engender an iser of sota, labaila, it at the same time has the power to engender an iser of zona, lakuhuna. Comes along Rabba in the second wish, and he says name. He says, since we have already established in the case of Eishes Yisrael, in Rabba's frame of reference, that the bia can only be analyzed from the perspective of tuma, and we came to the conclusion that tuma doesn't exist in Eishes Yisrael, but that's irrelevant to Rabba and the Lishna Basra. Rabba and the Lishna Basra is now saying that since the issue of Eishes Kohen is an issue of Tuma, it's only an issue of Tuma. In other words, according to Rabba and the Lishna Basra, the Iser Lav of Tuma, which I say overpowers, overshadows the Iser Zona. The Iser Zona somehow gets pushed off into the background. And that's what we discussed earlier in the Hava Amina of the Machaber and Shulchan Aruch, why he felt compelled to tell me that in the case of Eishes Kohen, there's an Iser Zona. You might think that since the Torah in the case of Eishes Kohen has engendered an Iser Tuma, that's all we need. Tuma Labayla. And some of the Iser Zona gets swallowed up. It gets lost in the shadows. Nafkamina. When her husband dies, can she marry Cohen? And the answer is yes, according to Rabba in the Lishna Basra. So it comes out according to Rabba in the Lishna Basra, whether or not we're dealing with an Eishes Yisrael or an Eishes Cohen, bias ones does not engender znus, the shame zona. In other words, what is a zona? A zona is a woman who, we'll see this later on in Rashi the Miri, is a woman who is mezana tachas baila. I mean, that's your simple, straightforward shot. If the Torah says that, let's take the case of Eishes Yisrael, that that's not called Zona Tachas Baila. Why? Because she was on a Nusa. So therefore, there's nothing to talk about as far as the Zona Lekuna. If she wasn't a Zona Lebaila, she's not a Zona Lekuna. That's the case of Onus. Comes along Rabba, and now he analyzes the case of Eishes Kohen. There the Torah says that Eishes Kohen, even if it was for Onus, is Zinsa, in the sense that she's Nitma'a. And the question is, how do we analyze that? Do we analyze that, that with regard to Eishes Kohen, the unbelievable has been spoken by the Ribbono Shel Olam, namely that this is called as Nus? And what's called as Nus? I should draw the implications, the conclusions as far as Zona Lekuna. Or no. It's a separate din of Tumah. And we only analyze this Bia as far as Tumah is concerned. But just like we've already suggested that Zona means that she somehow strayed. But if she did it by Onus, that's like called the Zona. We've already established that clearly according to Rabbah, Lekuli Alma and Rabbah. In other words, in both Lishonis and Rabbah, we've established that Nashis Yisrael is Muteris Lekuhuna after her husband dies. We're going to apply the same logic to Nashis Kohen. Nashis Kohen is be Onus, is Asura Labaila. That's a separate din of Asura Labaila. So let's now take a moment to look at the Minchas Chinuch, and I want to show you that I think there's a very big yesod here in the Magid Mishnah as well. So the Minchas Chinuch says the following. This is, you know, in the new Minchas Chinuch, it's called really Os Chav Zayin in Reish Samach Vav. In the old Minchas Chinuch, it was called Os He. So don't get confused, you know, it's the new Minchas Chinuch has now cornered the market. So nobody even bothers looking at the old Minchas Chinuch, you know, that we got for our Bar Mitzvah, you know. It's all those farmer are obsolete because they tell you to look in Simon Chav Zayin now. They don't even mention Simon Chav Zayin. Anyway, here he says the following. He say, Hine, im ba'ones nase zona, b'yavam es nun vav, Amar of Amram Amilsa, Amar Lotter of Sheikh Sadridu, Ashes Yisrael Shenensaf Bishum Teres, Labaila Psul Lakuna. So we start the Sugya with Ashes Yisrael Kuinter of Amram, where we completely sever the connection between Tuma and Zona. So even though you've come to the conclusion that as far as Tuma is concerned, she's never Nitfasa, and therefore, Ba'ona, she doesn't engender, there's no Easter engendered Baila, but that has nothing to do with Zona. Zona, we look at the Bia. It's a B.S.H.S. Ish, and that B.S.H.S. Ish has the inherent power to create a psul zona. We'll discuss this, B'li Neder, more about Rikus. That's according to Rav Am. Then he says, he could trade Lishni B'Gemara according to Rabba. L'Lishna Kavad Rabba, Eishes Kohen Shenensa, B'Yaloka Mishum Zona, U'Mishum Tuma. I mean, Tuma is upgrade, that's for sure. Lo'i Boy Tuma, even Mishum Zona. Ubelishna Basad Rabba by a lok mishum tum of a lo mishum zona chol ones lo mikre zona. Okay, we're gonna have to focus our attention on that because we have to compare that to the other side of our equation, of our symmetrical equation, namely the case of psulim, whether it's akum or eved, whether it's chavikrisus, you know, a brother has relations with his own sister, right? And let's say it was a rape situation. We have this in Tanakh, and what would be the status of this girl who's a victim of a rape? It doesn't seem that there'd be any difference between Baratzon and Be'ones as far as Issur Zon is concerned. But here, we're saying the Lishna Basra of Rabba that call Ones Lo Mikri Zon. I'm jumping a little bit ahead of myself, but you already see what's appearing on the horizon here. What's creeping up in the background here to haunt us is this fundamental distinction between Eishes Ish, Shenivola, and Psulim Sheboah, that Psulim are going to extend the Isur Zona even to the case of Ones, but not so in the case of Eishes Ish. And that's in Rabba's Lishna Basra, both Eishes Kohen and Eishes Yisrael, I mean, both Eishes Yisrael and Eishes Kohen as well. V'hinei l'choro l'lishna basra dafka baila kohen loka mishum tuma v'lo mishum zona in kenai nevelis lechad michai v'krisus He says, you might have suggested, this is where the Balamar is going to come high profile, that maybe according to the Lishna Basra, that Kol Ba'onis Lo Mikri Zona, then even in the case of of psulim and chayvi krisus, chayvi lavim, etc., the whole kit and caboodle, is she wouldn't be considered a zona bonus. But that can't be, says the Minchaskin. In the next paragraph, kusha chazaka shehik shabal amor. The sugya mefud mi sugya mi mishnah mefureshes b'ksuvus yudal. What's the mishnah? Excellent. Tinoka sheyad lamalos mayim and mayim b'nenso. And they were talking about a pruya. And yet the Gemara says that she's psul lakuna mi din zona if rov ad sheir blah blah blah. Chazino, we see the after nenso psul lakuna. Alkein kasav bal hamor. The shnei lashonis the rabba modin the ones mikri zona. In what situation? In what situation is there no debate? There's no issue to even discuss whether you're talking about Rav Amram and then even Rav Sheshes. We're talking about Rav and Elishan Kama and even Rav and Elishan Basra. In the case of a pruya, who is the Elis lechay v'krisus lechay v'lavim? You know, ma'akidisli. That's not close to the Rambam and the Rosh, but whatever it is. She had this b'ilah haposel sub b'tar zona. Even in the case of ones, she becomes a zona. What is then the issue here between the two lashonos of Rabba? It's only the case of an eishes ish who svirale to be eishes ish and nensa mitoch shemuteres labayla muteres gam lekuhuna. This is Rabba in the Lishna Basra. Rabbi the Lishna Basra holds that since in the case of Ones in Eishes Yisrael she's Muteris Labayla, it means that Bia doesn't have the basic fundamental ability to engender the Iser Tumah Labayla, then it doesn't have the ability to engender the Iser Zona. Rabbi the Lishna Kama is holding that in Eishes Yisrael, since the Bia engenders an Iser Tumah, it also engenders an Iser Zona. And then the Minchas Chida makes another leap of faith, and he says that according to both Lashonos of Rabba, in the case of an Eishes Yisrael, where there's no Biaho Seres Klal, even Rabba and the Lishna Basra agrees that there is no Zona. So let's just make a sort of like a chart of our own, you know, to sort of summarize the sugya according to the Baal HaMor, the way the Minchas Chinuch presents it. I wrote myself a summary here. Number one, the 3 points. Number one, if a woman had a bia ba'ones lepsulim, then everybody agrees and there's no doubt about it, straight across the line, universally accepted, she's nifselas lakuna midin zona. In the case of an Eishes Yisrael shenenza, excuse me, we have machlokas between Rav Sheshes on the one hand and Rabba on the other hand. According to Rav Sheshes, even the case of Eishes Yisrael, who was excluded from Tumah in the case of Ones, that means the Bias Ones does not engender an Isul Abayla of Sota, nevertheless, she still is a Zona Lekoen. And from Rav Sheshes' perspective, we could say, Kol Shenivala. Beila asur beila poseles bein baratzum bein baones. Whether it's a pruya or an eishes ish, it becomes a zona. In other words, the ones factor does not exist in the framework of Rav Sheshes. That's as far as eishes Yisrael is concerned according to Rav Sheshes. What's the deal with eishes Yisrael as far as Rabba is concerned? Comes along the Minchas Chinuch and he learns up the Baal HaMor. Maybe we'll get a chance to go through the Baal HaMor inside. That in the case of an Eishes Yisrael, Rabba is of the opinion in his controversy against Rav Sheshes that there is no Iser Lekuhuna. And why is that so? Because once the Torah has established that there's no Tumah Labayla, then that Bia doesn't have the power to become a Bia's Nus, even as far as Zona is concerned. And finally, point number three, in the case of Eishes Kohen, who had a Bi'ila Ba'ones, we're going to have in Machlokas between the two Lashonos of Rabba. According to the first Lishna of Rabba, since the Torah recognized that Bia, as we said before, to engender an Issa Tumah, therefore we extend it, even as far as the Psul Zona is concerned. And that's how we pass. According to the Lishna Basra, Zona is excluded even in the case of Eishes Kohen, because there's no such thing as a Znus Ba'ones with an Eishes Ish according to the Lishna Basra of Rabbah. And once the Torah removed the Iser of Tumah, then the Torah removed the Iser of Zona as well. So let's again just summarize that last point, because that's really going to be critical, crucial for us now. We're talking about the case of an Eishes Kohen. And here we have machlokas between the two Lishonos of Rabbah. The first Lishon of Rabbah says that unlike the case of Eishes Yisrael, where the Bia does not have any status whatsoever, since it was Ba'onis to engender the Isur, not to Tumah, and therefore not Lizon. But since in the case of an Eishes Kohen, the Torah recognizes the Isur power, so to speak, of his Bia, to generate an Isur Tumah, therefore we take it to its logical conclusion, and there's an Isur Zona as well. That's Rabbah in the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Basra, Rabbah says, okay, the Torah recognized this Bia as a Bia Oseres and Eishes Kohen, even though it was Ba'onis, but that's only as far as Tumah is concerned, and that has no bearing on Zona. Just like we've already seen in the case of Eishes Yisrael, that the Bia does not create a shame Zona, so too in the case of Eishes Kohen, the Bia does not create a shame Zona. Just one second. Yeah.
The understanding of the Balam Or, that the Svarah Eishes Yisrael and Rabbah is Mitov Shehotra Levaila Hotra LeKahuna. We're speaking of that she was Ne'ensa LeKosher, or we're speaking even
LeKosher. Okay, that's going to come up now as we go through the Magid Mishnah. Alright then? But before we do the Magid Mishnah, I just wanted to make one more point. But who wanted to say something?
I did not get that. What is that svara of the Baal Mar that since it's mother to her, what is it? Is this a Pnuya?
Yeah, let's give it another few minutes. I just wanted to throw in one more point and then we'll address your points. Okay? In the case of Eishes Kohen Shenetzah. So according to the Lishna Kama, there's an Iser Zona, which means that when her husband dies, she cannot marry a Kohen. But according to the Lishna Basra, when her husband dies, she can marry a Kohen. Correct? Is that so? Meaning, even if I grant you the Minchas Chinuch's understanding of the Baal Ma'or, that in the case of an Eishes Kohen, Shenensa, according to the Lishna Basra, there's no shame Zona, I'm not sure, and that's what I want to throw out here at the very beginning of that discussion, whether or not she's allowed, when her husband dies, to marry to a Kohen. It seems to me that there's a possibility here that I want to leave the door open for and come back to investigate, that even though we lift the Iser Zona, and why is that so? Because the Torah only included this Bia as a Bia Hoseres as far as Tumah Labayla is concerned. But Tumah Labayla has no impact on Yenim, on another husband, the potential husband, meaning after our first husband dies. But nevertheless, you went a step further than the Lishna Basra, and you also knocked off the Iser Zona. I'm not sure if that means that there are no Isurim whatsoever. In other words, what I want to raise the possibility is that there might be an Iser on another Kohen to marry her for some other reason, even if the Psul Zona doesn't apply. So again, the only reason I mention this to you is because when you think about it logically, this Bia, in the case of an Eishes Kohen, engenders an Iser Tumah Labayla. So what are we going to say? We're going to say, all right, that's as far as the Baal is concerned. But Lechora might have no impact as far as any other potential husband is concerned. But what we're going to see later on, it's not for today, but is that it's not at all clear, according to the Rishonim, that the Iser Tumah is only limited to Baal. And this very sugya gives us reason to rethink the way this Iser Tumah operates and its nature. Because the very fact that the Gemara is combining, according to Rav at least, the Iser Tumah and the Iser Psul Zona Lekuhuna, and if you have this, let's say, according to the Lishna Kama, of Rabba. Once you have the Isur Tumah Labaila, then it engenders an Isur Zona Lekohen after a husband dies. Then you see that the Gemara is making some sort of a premise, a logical premise, in which the Isur Tumah is not the way we understand it. It has inherent in it some sort of Isur power that might extend even to another Boel, another possible person. And I'll give you another example. What proof do I have that the Isur Tumah is not just limited to her relationship with her husband? Who else is definitely included in Isur Tumah? And that is Lesman de Polo.
The Boel.
So you already see that there's something in the nature of the Tumah that is not just limited to breaking up the marriage relationship. It does definitely have a power to engender Isurim to others. In this case, the Boel, can we extend it even beyond to others when she becomes a potential marriage partner for others? Okay, so I just wanted to throw that out from the start. Okay, now we have to ask the question. This is the bomb question for today. And that's the question that you're all focused on. What is the difference in Rabba's frame of reference between a bias onus l'apostle and a bias onus in the case of Eish HaSish? Once you've already accepted Rabba, and that's what we're going to see in the Magid Mishnah, that in the case of, and we saw it also already in the Minchas Chinuch, but we'll go back to the Magid Mishnah, that in the case of Nivol onus l'psulim, she's apostle, she's psula l'kahuna, so it means that onus can, a bias onus can engender a shame zona. Why can it not do so in the case of an Eish HaSish? Or, if you want to flip it around, once you've told me in the case of an Eish HaSish that according to Rabba, certainly in Eish HaYisrael, the Iser of Zona is not generated, why is it generated in the case of Psul? And I think the answer lies in the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says the following. This is Perek Yudches Halacha Vav. He says, "Afilu Lishna Basra De Rabba De Omar Kol De Onus Lo Kari Le Zona Lo Polig Begoy The Evid Veshar Psulim." That even Baonus they generated Iser Zona Lekuna. Domas Nisani BePerek Kama De Ksubis Ma'isa BeTinoka Sheyar De Lamalus Mayim In Amayim VeNensa Val Karchenu. The low poly that Rabba in the Lishna Basra is only arguing Elabeshus Ishanimel. And according to Minchas Chinuch, that applies even in the case of an Eishes Yisrael, according to even the first Lishna of Rabba. But certainly, according to the second Lishna of Rabba, Eishes Kohen, even though that Bia engenders Tumah, doesn't engender an Isur Zona. And why is that so? Because we can't deny, nobody can deny, that in the case of a Pnuya, if she has a Bias Psul, even though it was Ba'onesh, she becomes Psul Le Kuhuna. So here's where the Magid Mishnah, I think, formulates the breakthrough. He says, the Svirale, the Kavan Shalo Nivola Le Psul, Ela Machmashi Eishes Ish, Kevan shu ba'ones lo kari leizon. Let me read that one more time. Kevan de lo nivolo leposel ela machmashi eishes ish. Adam, he's mamash addressing head on your question. The case of eishes ish of the sugyan and vav, the case of eishes ish of Rabba, the two lashonos, we're talking about someone who's not psua. It's a very paradoxical concept here. Just put on your thinking caps for a minute.
It should be just like a Pnuya. We should go bust a rope chain, we should trade ruby, it should be exactly like a Pnuya.
No. Go ahead, what do you say, Yoshua?
There's just no trade ruby talking about. Everyone is bothered to be.
No, but according to the Magid Mishnah, we're saying, forget she's an Eish HaSish. Imagine she weren't an Eish HaSish. If the person is only offered to Mishum Taras Eish HaSish, then that's what Rabba's speaking about.
But that's where Rabba lifts the psul zone.
Right, so I'm saying that should kick in automatically. Trey Ruby, rope sharing, kindness body, all these things should come in.
Oh, I don't know, Adam, I'm not sure I understand what you're asking. Let's go slowly. Maybe your question will be relevant at some later stage. I don't know. Ruby and Trey Ruby, I don't know. The Magid Mishnah is offering the following presentation, which I think intuitively, a knee-jerk response is very paradoxical. Let's look at this woman who's having a Be'ila, in this case a Be'ilas Onet, and let's look at the Bo'el. Says the Magid Mishnah, is the Bo'el puzzle law? And what would be your knee-jerk response? In the case of an Eishes Ish?
Yes.
Every single Bo'el other than her husband is puzzle law. Says the Magid Mishnah, Pumfiker. There is no puzzle law in this case. Puzzle law would be someone who in and of himself is carrying the psul. Do you follow what I'm saying? Like he's wearing it as badge. He is an Eved. He is an Akub. He is a Cholol. He's a Psuadaka. He's a Mamzer. I don't know what he is. Whatever he is, he carries the psul on his, we'll call it Gavra, on his personal status. But in the case of Eishes Ish, paradoxically, where every single potential Bo'el is a Be'ilas Chayvei Mises Bezdin, nevertheless, he's called a Kashan. Let me read it to you again, the language of the Magid Mishnah. He says, Sfirle the cave unto lo nivel al apostle. In other words, if you ask me what engenders the Iser between him and her, the Bo'el and the Nevelis, it's not because of him. There's nothing inherent in his status. There's no badge or Chal Hashem that engenders any sort of psul. Ela machmashiyeshes ish kevan shuba ones lo mikrizono. When we're talking about a bia, that the bia is asura not because of the nature of the Bo'el, not even because the Bo'el has a shame. Let's say in Arayah's terms, he has a shame erva aleha, right? He's an erva to her, let's say a brother and a sister. Chai decreases. No. This Bo'el could marry her, if not for the fact that she's an Eishes Ish. I mean, that's pretty serious condition, if that was pretty serious blockage. But if you isolate the fact that she's an Eishes Ish, suspend the fact that she's an Eishes Ish, the Bo'el is perfectly mutter. He's not an Eved, he's not an Akum, he's not even related to her, nothing. He's a pure Kashan. And therefore, if it's because of Eishes Ish, then Ba'onis, Enkan Psul Zono, in the case of Eishes Yisrael, according to both Lashonos of Rabba, in the case of Eishes Kohen, according to Lashon Basra Rabba. What's going on? So Rabosa, I would like to suggest two different ways of understanding this distinction that's implicit or almost explicit in the Magid Mishnah. What engenders the psul zone? And there are two ways of going. One is the bias psul. There's something in the bio which is a psul. It creates, what shall I say, a tumah, which is called Psululakon. And the other is the Avera of the Bia. The Bia per se does not engender a Psul Zona. It's the nature of the Bia as a Bias Avera, as a Maisa Avera, that engenders the Psul Zona. Which of the two are correct? And the answer is they're both correct. Again, at the jeopardy, at the risk of calling of being accused of being a brisker, I'm going to say it's Tzvei Dinim. There are two Dinim in the Psul Zona. There are two Poslim in Zona. One is the nature of the Bia, and the other is the Shem Avera of the Bia. In the case of Akum V'Eved, it's the Bia per se which engenders the Shem Zona. Why? Because we look at the Bo'el, and even before he steps up to the plate to do his dastardly act, I can already tell you he's a Poslim. It has nothing to do with the Avera. Haraya, let's say a man has relations with a Nida. What's the nature, what kind of Avera is that? Tzachiv Karetz. Will she become a Zona? No. Why? Because what I need first and foremost is a psul. The gav has to be a posel. The bia has to be a bia psul. And that bia psula, it reminds me, if you ever learned Eil Naris, the third parak of Ksuvos, there's something called pugam. It's nogeya to what a onus of a fat has to pay. She becomes pugumum. There's a pugam here. The pugam is a result of the bia of a posel, of a posel, who engenders a shame psul. But in the case of Eishes Yisrael, every single boel on the face of the earth is mutter to her in and of itself. In and of himself, there's no Iser. He's not an Eved, an Akum, he's not a Karov, he's nothing. And therefore, B'toris Psul, B'toris Pgam, called Tuma, he cannot engender with his Bia a Shem Zona. But there's a different Allah. And there's one Aver in the Torah that changes the Bia, not the Metzias of the Bia, but the Shem Aver of the Bia into a Bia Haposelis, B'toris Zona. And what's that? Ish is ish. But that's a result not of the nature of the bia as a cheftish of bia, as a bia's psul, as a bia pogemis, but as a result of what? The aveir. And here's where we make a distinction between what? Between onus and mitzvah. Clear? Again, I'm sure you all came up with this on your own, but sometimes it's good to get the chabur together and flesh it out. You know, it's nizikov v'tiyah chabur. So let me just summarize it. Once again, in the case of a pogum, of a posel, of an akum v'eved, who are psulim, in the case of a karov, who has a shame ach, or whatever shame erva he has, they themselves, through their bia, create a pogam. But if there's nothing in the boel, but rather, it's in the Nivellus because she has a Chal Shem Eishesish. The Boel Mitzaratzmo is a Kosher, he's an Odom Kosher. Here, what engenders the Psul, Zona, is not the nature of the Bia as a Bia, a Bia's Psul, or a Bia Pogemes, but rather, it's the Avera of Znus, which engenders the Shem Zona. And therefore, Bamedvar Mamur, Bekoy Terab, and the Lishna Basra, only when it's a bias of favor. And that's only in the case of Rots, not in the case of Rots. Now, if you ask me, what does Rabbah hold in the Lishna Kama? Well, for that matter, what does Rav Sheshes hold? Bein Be'eshes Kohen, Bein Be'eshes Yisrael. Even Be'eshes Yisrael. I could go one of two directions. Either we suggest that even a bias ones is a bias of favor, which is reminiscent of a machlokas that I heard from my Rebbe between Reb Chaim and Reb Kivega. Reb Kivega always assumes that even a bias ones is considered a maisa vera. Just as the Torah says, "V'la'naro lo sasa dover," it's a ptur onshin. Reb Chaim understood that bias ones is not even a bia in the case of an isha of a nevelis. Or you could go a different way. You could suggest that the sheet of Rav Sheshes is that when a person marries a woman, that kiddushin engenders a shame isur, a shame isur erev on every single bowl in the world. I'll give you an example. Gemara has in the ninth parak of Gittin, hamakarish chutz. Excuse me, hamagarish chutz. You could say hareat magureshes mikol adam chutz miploni. So you see that there's a separate isur eshesish vis-a-vis ploni. And when you give a get, you can exclude him from the power of the get to remove that shame. So it's like just like there's a shame erva on an ach vis-a-vis his sister's achoso, there's a shame iser erva on every single bohil in the world vis-a-vis the ashesish. I don't know. Now here, I want to study with you Reb Elchanan. Rashi says something in Yevamos. If you read it carefully, it's very easy to read it and miss it. But Reb Elchanan, you know, calls our attention to it. It's on Daf Nun Gimel Beis. Here we have to turn backwards. In Dibra Maskel Mamzeres, which is about, I'd say, about 8 lines up before the end of the Daf. And Rashi's talking about a Yisrael Shabal Mamzeres. Rashi says, Lav Apsul Kunakoi. So when I first read this Rashi, I racked my brains. I said, you know, what's he talking about? We're talking about a Mamzeres. So you want to know whether she's Psul Kuhun or not? Nobody's allowed to have relations with them. So I think the answer is that Rashi wants to know how many Lavim would be incurred here if a Boel would have beer with this Mamzeres who already had a beer before the Iser. And Rashi says that there's no Iser Kahuna that's engendered by this beer. And Rashi says why? The Bias Kosher my Megores law. Very strange Rashi. He calls a Bias Kosher. How can you call that a Bias Kosher when he's having beer with the Mamzeres?
It's Yidah, it's a Bias Kosher.
Comes along Rav Elchanan, and he has a whole piece on this Rashi. And he says the following, and I think it's very much in the line of what we're presenting. Ratzalomar, Dafilu Nomer de Mamzeres Yeshba Kedushas Kahuna. All right, that's a heavy statement. That has a lot to do with whether Psule Kol or Psule Kuna, we once touched on it in passing, we never got really into it, or overlaps or the separate issues. What's going on over here? There's an Iser Lav. And that should engender the shame. Zona Lakuna Mikomakom Bias Iser Greda Ena Poselas. We're adding except for the case of Ashes Ish. Eladafka, what kind of bia engenders a psul? Shahab kishahaboel who posel. The kol apostle posel. In other words, a posel engenders a bia which has the essence of being a bia haposelis. Amol hafta, Yisrael haboel mamsir. Shehu haboel Yisrael kosher. Eno posel bibiyosel. Right? What would be another example to demonstrate what Rav Elchanan is saying? The case of Nida that we discussed before. Right? Nida would be an Iser Chavur of Chayvei Krisus, and yet the Bia doesn't engender a shame Psul Zona because the Boel is a Kosher. The Psula Nevelis Eino Tolui the Iser Be'ila El the Psula Shah Boel. And here Rav Elchanan has a very sharp proof for it. He doesn't quote our case of Nida. He says, "V'chein tzarich lomar l'dasa Rama d'bechol chayvei lavim." The Rambam is of the opinion that chayvei lavim engender, if it's shomer b'chol, engender of psul zona. But the Rambam happens to also be of the shita that you only get malchus for violating chayvei lavim if there's not just bia, but it has to be bia after kiddushin, so you need kiddushin and bia. So what happens if Chayvei Lavim Abba Al Isha? She becomes Psula Lakuna according to the Rambam. Why? There's no violation of any Isur because the Rambam has a precondition. It's got to be Bia after Kiddush. We can't come to sell us the Bilas Nus. Ashein Bo Lav. Umukach Mizeh. The Apostle ain't a totally the Isur Bia. But rather the Shein Psul. So let's say, for example, a Psua Daka would have relations with a woman. Or for that matter, a Mamzer. And there was no Kiddushin. So as far as Malkus is concerned, for Bias Mamzer or Bias Suadako, whatever the case might be, Nosin, whatever, is there would be no Malkus because there was no Kedusha. But as far as Psul is concerned, she's Psul Lakuna. Why? Because the Boel is apostle. And the Boel is apostle engenders a Psul of Zon. And then Mela, I understand very well that in Ashes Ish, where there's no apostle, right? Just like Rashi in the case of Rav Elchanan, Rashi says that Habol Mamzeres is she's not Nifsala Lakuna. Again, she's Nifsala Lakuna B'Torah Mamzeres, but not B'Torah Zona. And why? Because the Boel is a Kasher. So too in the case of Eishes Ish, the Boel is a Kasher. No, if the Boel is a Kasher, so what in Genesis the Shem Zona? It's got to be the Erva. It's got to be the Iser, the Bias Avera. Oh, if the Bias Avera engenders the Shem Psul Zona, but Medvam were only Baratzon and not Benis.
Why?
And not Bon.
Why by Ashish do we switch to the Avera? Lamaisa, everywhere else it was all about the Psul, and I do the Avera. So, study by Ashish, according to, let's say, Rishis, right? Why should there be any psul at all? If there's no psul, why is this we go by the Avera? We don't go anywhere else by the Avera.
That's the power of Tumah that's inherent in a Bias Eishes Ish.
So let's say by Eishes Yisrael there is no Tumah. But the Eishes Yisrael is in the name itself, she's Mutaris Labailo, and still she's also recording according to Rishis. Why? Where does that Isra come from? There's no Avera.
So you're going to have to say that then it's the second mouth that I said that the Boel is considered a apostle. Yeah. Because the East. The every Boel has the status of a apostle.
Right.
99% of what we're saying today, Chaim, is in Rava and mostly in Rava and the Lishna Basra.
Rabbi, why? I did two questions. I'll just go with one. It's more one that just came up more recently. Why would Rashi call it Bias Kasher? Isn't the Chora Mamzeres is also? It's also allowed for the Mamzeres, right? She has an Isser also to be
right.
for Yisrael to be honored. So
but again, apostle is a apostle, and he's not a apostle.
So we see then that he's even more of a raya. We're saying that she Mamish has a lav, but since he's a kosher,
right.
we Mamish.
He's separate. No different than any other man on the face of the earth, and that's true in the case of Eishes Ish as well, and that's true in the case of Anida as well. In order to engender a shame zona, you've got to find something. I called it before, just Lasabra, so it's a badge that he wears on his shoulder. There's something inherently that's puzzle in him. In the case of Mamzeris, you won't find it. In the case of Nida, you won't find it. In the case of an Eishesish, you won't find it. But Eishesish has a different halacha of Tumah. And that Tumah somehow engenders a shame zone. And that's what I said at the outset of Ashiya, that there's some relationship between Tumah and the Psul Zona. We're going to have to come back to that. Okay.
We're saying something like Mamz is not, but something like Cholol is.
Chol is the shame Psul.
Whereas Mamz is not.
Mamz would be too. My case was Yisrael Shabal Mamzeris. He was a kosher and she was a psul. If he's a mamzer, then Elchinami, that bia, would engender a psul zon.
Right, we know that one of the mamzer says, whatever is also for him to be with us, also for her to be with him. And therefore, the whole
world is right, so that's what I'm saying, that we're not measuring this in terms of Isurim, but we're measuring it in terms of the Shem Sul. That's why Tinoka Shiar Dulamalas Mayim Al Yadamayan Vinivala is, if Rov Psulim, that means Rov in the city, is made up of Mamzerim, it's a city of Mamzerim, then she becomes Psul Kahuna. Why she becomes Psul Kahuna? Not because of the Avera. Because she's an Anusa. And the onus factor would completely neutralize the Avera, but because of a different thing, that the Boel himself is apostle, and apostle is apostle.
You know, according to, so just, I know I brought this up before, just to clear in my mind, according to Rabba, when we're saying the Eishes Ish is, and by an Eishes Ish, it would, the din would be similar to a Pnuya, in that we're taught, we have to find a Psul in the Gavra, according to modern Mishnah. It's not just the Isser of Baal Eishes Ish.
Right, so that's why I object, Adam, when you say that an Eishes Ish, according to Rabba, is similar to apostle. It's not at all. It's a fundamental machitza between the two. You see that.
But if the Eishes Ish lived in a city where there were Rov Mamzerim, then it would be the same thing.
Yeah. We're not saying that because she's an Eishes Ish, we're going to lift the din of apostle as apostle. That we're not saying. We're just saying that now the power to engender a shame psul zona is the averas bias Eishes Ish. However, Abosai, I think there's another way of going. And here I base myself on Rashi in a number of places. Rashi, first of all, in our sugya on Daf Nun Vav on the base, and also on the sugya of Zona later on Samach Aleph on the base. Rashi says, when the Gemara says Zona Kishma, Rashi says Lashon Toa Shetoa Mitachas Baila La'achirim. Okay, what? How do you understand that Rashi? It's here on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Samach Aleph Amud Beis. What does it mean? Shetoa mitachas baila la'achir. The Meiri expands on it, and he quotes a pasuk in Dvarim. He says, "Zona means v'hisara mimakom haroyla lemakom she'eno roila ukmo v'zona achrei Elohei nechar ha'aret." It's a pasuk in Dvarim Lamed Aleph. What does that mean? How does Rashi translate, touch up the word zona?
Anyone that's not our Baal, it's going to be like, it's possible, it's going to be, it's going to make her
she's an infidel. She is not loyal to her husband. That disloyalty is called zon. Is Memela Rabosai, now in the light of Rashi, what's the difference between a bias onus in the case of Eishes Ish and a bias onus in the case of Shar Psulin?
She has no Baal.
In the case of an Eishes Ish, it's not called Sara Mitachas Baila or Zara Mitachas Baila if it was an onus situation. The very concept of a Znus and a Shem Zona, according to Rashi, entails or implies that she had a Ratzon in this Bia. If she had no Ratzon in the Bia, she's not Sara Mitachas Baila or Toa Mitachas Baila Lacherim. And here are both, I want to quote to you, I mean, you all know this very well, the famous Tshuva the Marik. This is, if you ask me which Tshuva the Marik is most famous, and he wrote hundreds of Tshuvas, it's not thousands, it's this one. And namely, the Marik wants to say the following, that if two men got married simultaneously, and there were two kallahs under the chuppah, and in those days they didn't have a lavish party afterwards, so they covered the kallah with, you know, let's say, like, I don't know if you've seen it, you know, with a very long a veil. And what happened is that this chassan ended up taking home the wrong kallah, and until they discovered this big mess, she was already nevelis. So are these two bailim asurim, you know, between sota all this? So the Marik says, that's a din of Umala Bama, that if she was a Shogeges, she didn't know, she thought she was having relations with her husband, then she's Muteris Labai. But, says the Marik, the classical case of Shogeg in Kol Tarku, if you learn the Sekhba Makas, is Omer Mutter. A woman who thinks, a married woman who thinks that she's allowed to have beer, I don't know what this con artist told her, you know, he probably gave us some story about Kabbalah or some, you know, some spoof. And he hypnotized, you know, right, whatever. And he convinced her that she's allowed to have beer with him. She's Asura Levi. What happened to the din of Shogeg? Says in Arik, the pasuk doesn't say Umal Bashem Mal, but Umal Bo Mal. And even if she's a Shogeges in Kol Dini Torah, she's still Asura Levi. Why? Because the Tumah Labayla is a result of Umah Laboma. And even if she thought it's okay, at the end of the day, she was disloyal. She had a relationship to another man while she was married. Is Rabosai, in the case of Ones, there's no Umah Laboma. Comes along Rabba in the Mishnah Basra, and he makes the following jump. And he says, just like a B.S. Ones does not engender Umala Bamal, it doesn't engender an Isur Znus. I'm sorry, a Shem Zona and an Isur Zona Lekoyim. However, in the case of all the other Psulim who have beer with her, Bein Ba'onis Bein Baratzon, that distinction doesn't apply, and therefore she has a Shem Zona. So Rabosai, just to summarize, we have two different approaches to unravel the mystery of the Magid Mishnah. What is the Magid Mishnah saying when he says that since in the case of Eishes Ish, the Boel is a Kasha, therefore there's no Shem Zona according to the Lishna Basra of Rabba? And there are two ways of going here. One way is to say that no one is considered apostle as far as Eishes Ish is concerned. They're all Ksherim. The other way is to say, right, and since they're all Ksherim, therefore what engenders the Shem Zona L'Kohen is the averasnus. There's no aver in the case of onus. That's one way. And the second way of going is to go with the Rashi in Gittin, here on Daf Nun Vav Beis, and later on in Samach Alpha Beis, that the zona in the case of Eishes Ish, because she was Sara Tachas Baila, or what was the language Rashi says?
Mina Ephes.
Yeah, Toa Mitachas Baila Mina Ephes. In the case of an onus, she's not considered Toa Mitachas Baila. And now I want to suggest an afkamino between these two approaches. How are we doing on the clock? Do we have 5 more minutes?
Yeah. Or 10?
Okay. 5 minutes. No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Just because I don't want to keep you, and we decided yesterday that 1:15 is minute, right? If you look in the Baal HaMor, the Baal HaMor says in explaining Rabba, the Baal HaMor says, Omer Rabba, Ishes Konchinetsa Baila Loka Lemishum Tuma. Mishum tuma in, mishum zon lo, pirush upligi adarav sheshes, ulechora aflish nakam, the pligi miu al karklo pligi rabba el be'eshes Yisrael, mitok shahutra lebailu. Aval, okay, here's the cases where there's no difference according to the Baal HaMor, even according to Rabba, between onus and rotzon. Aval b'shar chayve krisus, Ubechal Nivol al Apostle, he's got two categories. Moded Dafil Ba'onis Mifsa. So, what are the two categories? Let's take the second category. That's Nivol al Apostle. That would be Eved, Akum, Suadaka, Mamzer, Nosin, and all the one. But then he's got Chayvei Krisus. What's Chayvei Krisus? Those are relatives. That's Achvi Achos. Here, there's no Psul in the Gavra. He's not necessarily, again, you could argue with me on this point, but I want you to hear one possibility. He's not wearing on his shoulder a badge, I'm apostle. Now, there's a whole oneness of that apostle is a posel, that he creates, he engenders a bias soul. That's not true in the case of Ach. And Achoso, any beer that he would have is not a bias soul. However, apostle, let's read the Magid Mishnah carefully. And the Magid Mishnah doesn't have the same language as the Baal HaMor. The Magid Mishnah says, "Afil lishne kama kol ba'ones lo kari leizono lo polig." Even according to Rabbi, he doesn't disagree. Begoy the Evan ushar psulim. He doesn't mention chayvei krisus. Is I would suggest that what's the status of chayvei krisus ba'ones? Would it engender a shame zona going to Rabbi Nolishna Basra or not? It would depend upon our two understandings of the difference between Eishes Ish and all the other psul. If we go with the first approach, it's the difference between whether the psul is in the Gavra, not the Boel, has a apostle, he's different than every other human being on the face of the earth, he's an Eved, he's an Akum, and so forth and so on. That would not apply in the case of Chayvei Krisus, and then the Magid Mishnah is Meduyah. But if I go with the second approach, that the difference between Eishes Ish and all other Isurim is because in the case of Eishes Ish, it's the Mal of Bomal that engenders the Isur Zona. And the Shem Zona itself, says Rashi, means that she was Zona Tachas Baila, Sora Mimenu. Is then, if that be the case, then every other apostle, every other Psul, would be Bei Baratz and Bei Bonus, even in the case of Chayvei Krisus. Do we make it under the wire?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Now, what about a
yeah, the question is yours. You want to talk? Let's talk in that side, because, you know, now that we made this Kabbalah, we made it, you know, we'll...
Penuya Shinesa, what do we say? That she doesn't have a ball? She doesn't
have a... depend upon these two explanations.
Uh-huh. That's
because Rav Elazar says that Afilu Pone Abol Apiya Sozon. Okay, so that's going to be Sunday shiur.
Okay.